And KVGC News Time is 7:07. In local news this morning, Ione City and other crews rolled to a reported structure fire yesterday. According to Ione Fire Chief Mackey, the call came in about 9:30 of a fire at Josie's Place Apartments off Arroyo Seco Street. On arrival, the fire was contained to a smoking towel on a light fixture. Crews ventilated the building, no damage or injuries reported. Chief Mackey reminds folks, do not place flammable decorations on lights. Now, units that were dispatched included the City of Jackson, City of Ione, Jackson Valley, Mule Creek Fire, and AFPD Battalion 20.
Well, that reminds me of a story I'll tell you a little later, Christmas story, when we get into that, when we talk about burning stuff, right? Well, three suspects are in custody after a crime of opportunity led deputies through the county hot on their trail. It all started in the Pioneer area Saturday night when a woman reported her purse stolen from an unlocked vehicle parked in front of a home. Well, deputies were told that her credit card was used at the Pine Grove stage stop about an hour prior to the victim reporting the theft. After reviewing surveillance footage at the business, deputies were able to get a description of the three suspects and their vehicle. A countywide Be on the Lookout was broadcast, and a short time later, the vehicle was located at the Jackson Rancheria Casino by their surveillance and security team. Deputies learned the vehicle was stolen from the Antioch area, and one woman and two men were apprehended at the scene. The suspects were also found to be in possession of other stolen items. All three suspects were booked into the Ember County Jail on multiple felony charges. The investigation is ongoing. The Ember County Sheriff's Office thanks the Jackson Rancheria and Pine Grove Stage Stop for their assistance in solving this case. Please let this serve as a reminder to always lock your vehicle.
MC's even afraid of the inflatables being stolen out of the yard for Christmas.
Well, I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah, I think it has probably. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada above 6,500 feet from 10 this morning through 10 tomorrow morning. Total snow accumulations above 6,500 will range from 8 inches to 2 feet. Winds can gust as high as 35 miles an hour. Now, a winter storm warning means there will be snow-covered roads and limited visibility. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency.
Well, the holiday season brings celebrations and time spent with family and friends, but unfortunately, they also result in a considerable loss of life on California's roadways. Impaired driving, whether by alcohol, legal drugs, or illegal drugs, can result in a DUI arrest. A slowed reaction due to the medication is as dangerous as any other impairment and will increase the risk of a traffic collision. An impaired driving arrest can also mean a significant financial impact. The fine for a first offense DUI, along with associated costs, can total more than $15,000 in California. If you see an impaired driver, call 911. Last year, during the Christmas holiday travel period, the CHP made 917 arrests for driving under the influence DUI of alcohol and/or drugs.
And as Californians travel this week, CHP is under a Christmas max enforcement period that began Friday and will run through tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. Now, the focus of the max enforcement is speed limit enforcement, but of course, officers will also watch for any signs of impaired driving. During this period, all available officers will be on roadways for enhanced enforcement and to assist motorists whenever needed. Now, last year, 16 people died in collisions in CHP jurisdiction during the max enforcement. Of the 12 vehicle occupants killed, half not wearing a seatbelt, three pedestrians, and one was a motorcyclist. Statewide, 27 people were killed in collisions. The max enforcement intended to further ensure the safety of the motoring public through the holidays.
Just got a text and picture from Kathy Vicini, half a mile visibility out on Highway 16 by Vicini Brothers. Wow. So take it easy out there. Well, that's going to wrap up a look at local news from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Frank.
And I'm Jim Geedy, just sitting around here while these guys do all the work. We'll be back with the weather and roads coming up in just a moment. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.